Today's date is April 14th, 2009.
My name is Henry Bellman. I was born September 3rd, 1921, so that makes me 87 years old. I'll be 88 in September.
Where were you born?
I was born on a farm east of Tonkawa, but my family always lived here. My mother went there to be with her sister-in-law when I was born.
Where is this conversation taking place?
We're on our home place, which is 7 miles east and a mile south of Billings. It's 10 miles directly south of Tonkawa, 16 miles north and 2 west of Perry.
This is the family farm, and then you were actually born...
on land my father owned up by Tonkawa, which is 10 miles north of here.
So they say you were born, I guess, in Tonkawa, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about your father. I think your father was born in 1874, was a native of Kansas, is that true?
That's true.
Can you talk a little bit about how it was that he came to Oklahoma?
Yes, he came in a roundabout way. His family lived near Pittsburgh, Kansas, where his dad mined coal, strip mined with horses. When my dad was an early teenager, or maybe still in grade school, his father moved their family to what was then No Man's Land, which is now Beaver County, Oklahoma. And they lived out there, I think, for 5 years in a dugout on the bank of the Beaver River. And my dad and his dad made a living by working for the local ranchers and by hauling buffalo bones. They picked up on the prairie up to Liberal and sold them and brought merchandise back for the local storekeepers. After about 5 years, my father's father became tired of pioneering, so they went back to Kansas. In 93, when the Cherokee Strip opened, my father was too young to make the run, but he came down in 97 and bought another man's rights to this claim and lived on the claim, which is across the road from where we're sitting today.
This dugout you talk about, do you know any much about it?
It was in the bank of the river in the ground.
And they lived there the year round?
They lived there the year round. They had no other materials to make a house from. There were no trees out there.
And to survive in the cold and below freezing temperatures?
My dad talked about driving the team hauling bones to Liberal in the winter. When the wind blew out of the north, he said it was so cold, the only way he could stay alive was to get in behind the horses and walk right behind the horses in the double tree with what little protection the horses gave from the wind.
And
but it was hard to believe. I think there were 3 kids and the parents were 5 people living in a dugout for 5 years.
And they survived. No deaths from that?
No deaths. And my dad talked about doing other things that were pretty deadly. The prairie rattlesnakes lived with the prairie dogs. And my dad and his partner made a game of going into the prairie dog towns about sundown when the rattlesnakes were caught up outside the dens and taking the lariat ropes and looping them over would make it into a kind of a club. And they'd kill as many rattlesnakes as they could before the snakes got wise and went down the holes. If they'd made a mistake and gotten bitten, they wouldn't have any way of being treated.
Is there a covered wagon experience to all of this?
They went from Pittsburgh, Kansas to No Man's Land or Beaver County with a covered wagon and a herd of cattle with them, a small herd. I don't know how many. They went right down the main street of Wichita with a herd of cattle. Wichita was hardly more than a village at the time.
Talk about your mother, Edith.
She was from Iowa. Her family were farmers up by Clarinda, Iowa. They came here in 1907. I have accounts from the other members of the family telling about the trip, which I think took about 3 weeks. They came in covered wagons, I think 2 wagons, and shipped their farm machinery down by train that came later. They didn't haul the machinery with them, but they made it into a kind of a picnic. They came when the weather was nice. They had to ford some rivers, and when they did, they'd go fishing and swimming, and it made it into a pleasant experience. My mother was one of the older children, and I think she walked a lot of the distance from Iowa down here, walked alongside with the wagon.
Was she educated?
She had a teacher certificate and allowed her to teach in the country schools. She taught for 20 years in the one-room schools here in this neighborhood.
About your father, what type of man was he? What do you remember about your dad?
Well, I remember lots of things about him. He was a very hard-working man. He was not an educated man. When his family went from Kansas to No Man's Land, I think he was in the 5th grade. Didn't have any schools out in the Panhandle. And when he went back to Kansas, he said he was a head taller than other kids of his age, in his class, and he was out of his element, and he didn't go back to school. Even though he wasn't educated, he had a great interest in education and insisted that my family go to school and get as much education as we could. He had 13 children. 9 children, 7 girls and 2 boys by his first wife. Then she died. 2 years later, he and my mother were married, and I was born in 1921.
So then you had...
3 brothers. There were 4 of us in the second family.
And have we said your father's name was...
George Delbert Bellman. He helped all his kids get education. I don't know how many of my half-sisters were school teachers. I think there were four who had college training, at least enough to be teachers. And my brothers went to, well, one brother is still living, has a degree from OSU. It wasn't easy for my folks to help us with education because it was during the Depression and money was very tight. In fact, except for some lucky breaks, my dad had to give up the land and move off. And the oil company came here, drilled the well, and gave my dad enough for the royalty and at least to let him stay on the land.